Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off 3 Vande Bharat Express trains from Bengaluru in Karnataka today. Prime Minister to also inaugurate Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and lay foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3. Election Commission delists 334 registered unrecognized political parties for their failure to fulfill essential conditions. India welcomes proposed US-Russia summit in Alaska on 15th August, says it holds promise of peace in Ukraine. General elections in Bangladesh to be held in February 2026, says poll body chief. And German Grandmaster Vincent Kramer leads after 3 rounds of Chennai chess tournament. India's Arjun Edigaisi at second place. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Karnataka today. During the visit, he will flag off 3 Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR Railway Station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belgavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will flag off Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road, Ragiguda to Electronic City Metro Station. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. The total route length of the project will be more than 44 kilometers with 31 elevated stations. More from our correspondent.
Vande Bharat service to be dedicated by Prime Minister today will provide comfortable travel option to those travelling to Belagavi in North Karnataka. Vande Bharat service to Belagavi was very eagerly awaited by the railway passengers as it will reduce travel time between the two cities. Another important project is related to Metro Yellow Line that connects Electronic City where top ITBT companies have their headquarters. This line will also ease traffic on Hosur Road that takes us to Tamil Nadu. The third phase of Namma Metro Network, once operationalized, will improve mobility by taking total metro network in the city to 220 kilometers. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
The Election Commission says it has delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties which have failed to fulfill the essential conditions of contesting even a single election for 6 years since 2019. The offices of these parties could also not be physically located anywhere. These 334 registered unrecognized political parties are from different states and union territories across the country. National political parties, state political parties, and registered unrecognized political parties in the country are registered with the poll body under the provisions of the Representation of the People Act. As part of a tainted land deal in Gurugram, Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra's husband and businessman Robert Vadra received 58 crore rupees as proceeds of crime, Enforcement Directorate told a special court in a money laundering case. While 53 crore rupees were routed through Skylight Hospitality, another 5 crore rupees were routed through Blue Breeze Trading, said the ED in its charge sheet against Vadra and others. The special PMLA court in Delhi has fixed August 28 to take cognizance of the ED complaint and issued a notice to Robert Vadra. The Sikkim government has taken elaborate steps to celebrate Har Ghar Tiranga initiative with full enthusiasm. Senior officials in the Culture Department, which is the nodal agency to implement the program in the state, informed that 1 lakh national flags are to be distributed among the citizens. The Culture Department will hand over the tricolour to district administrations so that they can distribute it amongst residents. On the 12th of August, Tiranga rally will be held from MG Mark at Gangtok in the presence of Governor and Chief Minister. Tiranga rallies and cultural programs are also being held at other districts. In the aftermath of the recent disaster in Harsil and Tharali regions of Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand, large-scale relief and rescue operations are underway. Uttarakhand Chief Secretary Anand Bardhan has directed all agencies involved to work in close coordination and divide the affected areas into sectors to ensure faster, and more effective relief efforts. Since the devastating disaster on August 5, over 1,100 people have been safely rescued. Among them, 480 individuals were evacuated yesterday from Harsil and Nilang. Meanwhile, power supply in the Harsil Valley has been restored. Regular supply of diesel and cooking gas to Harsil and Dharali has been ensured, while food supplies are being transported by mules due to road blockages. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. India has welcomed the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on the 15th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said, "This meeting holds the promise of bringing an end to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and opening up the prospects for peace." It said, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on several occasions, "This is not an era of war." The ministry said, "India, therefore, endorses the upcoming meeting and stands ready to support these efforts." Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday for about 40 minutes, the presidential palace in Brasilia said. It added that Putin briefed him on talks with the US and recent peace efforts related to the war in Ukraine. The two leaders also discussed cooperation within the BRICS bloc of emerging economies and reviewed the current international political and economic situation. The conversation with Lula is the latest of a flurry of calls between Putin and foreign leaders in recent days ahead of the Russian president's expected meeting with US President Donald Trump next week. Bangladesh's Chief Election Commissioner A.M.M. Nasiruddin has said that the upcoming 13th Jatiya Sangsad National Parliament elections will be held in the first half of February next year. He said that the Election Commission will do everything necessary to hold a free, fair and acceptable election. Our correspondent has the details.
The Chief Election Commissioner of Bangladesh said on Saturday that the next national election is likely to be held in the first half of February 2026. The Election Commission has intensified preparations across the country. He said that the schedule may be announced in early December, 2 months before the national election. Nasiruddin admitted that the public trust in the electoral process has eroded and also acknowledged that an encouraging voter turnout remains a significant challenge in front of the Election Commission. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
The Election Commission has issued a press release announcing that the draft voter list will be published today. Following necessary corrections, the final voter list is scheduled for release on the 31st of this month. World Lion Day is being celebrated today across the globe. Gujarat is marking a major milestone in the conservation of the majestic Asiatic lion. The Bardar Wildlife Sanctuary near Porbandar has emerged as a beacon of ecological restoration and community-driven progress. As Gujarat's lion census of 2025 records a historic 891 lions statewide, Bardar leads the way in expanding habitats beyond Gir. A report.
Once a secondary habitat, Bardar Wildlife Sanctuary now flourishes with 17 lions and 25 leopards, reflecting years of ecological restoration and scientific management. The Forest Department's use of radio collars and real-time tracking technology has made lion conservation more effective than ever before. Community participation, especially by local Maldhari pastoralites, has made conservation truly inclusive and citizen-centric. With 891 lions now in Gujarat and over half outside Gir, Project Lion's habitat expansion has set new benchmarks for sustainable wildlife management. Today, the sanctuary is an example of India's vision of balanced development, Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi, blending progress with the preservation of precious natural heritage. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
And now news from the world of sports.
In chess, a strong performance from world number 5 Indian Grandmaster Arjun Arigesi saw him defeat American GM Ray Robinson to stay in sole second position behind Germany's Vincent Kiemer after 3 rounds of the Quantum Chennai Grandmaster tournament yesterday. With 6 more rounds to go in the round robin competition in the Masters category, Arigesi is on 2.5 points while Kiemer continues to lead with a perfect score of 3 points after scoring another victory this time against Karthikeyan Murali in the classical chess tournament. In football, Mohun Bagan Supergiant has reached the quarter-final of Durant Cup football tournament. In the last league match of Group B held in Kolkata yesterday, Mohun Bagan has defeated Diamond Harbour FC by 5-1 to reach the knockout stage as group top. The three-day tug-of-war competition of the World Games 2025 kicked off at Chengdu in China with Britain's men's 640kg team clinching gold after a dominant performance against regaining champion Switzerland with Bimal Mahapatra, Deepmala Kaushik, Akashvani, Delhi.
The four semi-final matches of the Asia Rugby Under-20 Championship in Rajgir, Bihar have been decided. The Indian women's team led by Bhumika Shukla will face tough competition against China in the semi-final match today, competing for the title. The second women's semi-final will be played between Uzbekistan and Hong Kong. In the women's category, both China and Hong Kong have won all three of their matches, securing 9 points each and maintaining their positions at the top of the points tally. In the men's category, the Indian team's performance has been disappointing. After winning the opening match, India lost the next two matches, eliminating them from the title contest. Today, the Indian men's team will play against Kazakhstan for fifth place. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka, which has performed excellently in the men's category, will play against China in the first semi-final today. The other semi-final will feature Malaysia against Hong Kong. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. It predicted similar conditions to continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Sikkim, Bihar, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 6 to 7 days. According to the weather agency, heavy rainfall conditions are expected over coastal Andhra, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh today. Heavy rains lashed several parts of Hyderabad last evening in late hours, with several areas including Vanasthalipuram and Hayatnagar receiving over 100 mm of rainfall in just 2 hours. Many areas in the old city, including Nampally, received the highest of 124.8 mm rainfall till early morning. SpaceX safely brought back 4 astronauts of the United States, Japan and Russia back on Earth. NASA astronauts Anne McLean and Nicole Ayers, JAXA, that is Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, astronaut Takuya Onishi, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov returned to Earth after spending about 148 days on the International Space Station. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Saira. All dailies have widely covered Air Chief Marshal AP Singh's statement regarding taking down Pakistan's military planes during Operation Sindoor. Downed 6 military planes of Pakistan, says IAF Chief, writes Hindustan Times. While the Sunday Tribune headlines, downed 5 Pakistan jets using S-400s, large spy plane shot 300 kilometers away, says IAF Chief. 7 dead as wall collapses in Delhi amid heavy rain, writes The Hindu, while Hindustan Times carries a picture of an auto driver pushing his auto rickshaw through a waterlogged road in Delhi. The paper headlines, 8 die as heavy rain again overwhelms the capital's infra. And finally, in a world where divorce rate is rising day by day, adults often forget that their differences affect their child the most. Times of India carries a very important interview with a clinical psychologist who says children overbear the emotional scars of parental conflicts. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to flag off 3 Vande Bharat Express trains from Bengaluru in Karnataka today. Prime Minister to also inaugurate Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and lay foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3. Election Commission delists 334 registered unrecognized political parties for their failure to fulfill essential conditions. India welcomes proposed US-Russia summit in Alaska on 15th August, says it holds promise of peace in Ukraine. General elections in Bangladesh to be held in February 2026, says poll body chief. And German Grandmaster Vincent Kemer leads after 3 rounds of Chennai chess tournament, India's Arjun Erigaisi at second place. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.